Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Nail, bringing you episode number 155, Monument Valley. So for this week's episode, I wanted to have a little bit more of the fun side and take a break from doing work and take your mind off of maybe all the holiday planning that everyone might be doing. There's plenty of shopping sites for you guys to visit, so didn't want to cover that too much. It's pretty extensive. I mean, you can go to Amazon, Newegg, your favorite clothing store, and everyone's having their Black Friday, Cyber Monday deals and just sales in general. So that is all besides the point. So I just wanted to have a little bit of fun in the midst of all of the work and planning that is going on. So if you have not heard of Monument Valley, it is a mobile game available for iOS and Android, and essentially it's a 3D puzzle level accomplishing type of game. So essentially, you have to navigate Ida the Princess. That's IDA. It's just a basic character that you move across levels, but the catch to the game is that you have to manipulate the environment around you, be it parts of the buildings, buildings themselves. You may even have to control, or you do have to even control birds, but you have to adjust the structures that you're looking at in order to get Ida from the start of the level to the end. And it's not necessarily just a straight line or left or right, up and down. You're going across levels. You do have to go in three dimensions as well, so you may not always be going left to right. The left to right may in fact be a curved surface and things like that. So it's a little bit tricky, and it's a little bit of the trick on your eyes kind of situation, so you do have to see exactly how to figure out how to get adjust the structure so you can get from point A to point B. The levels build on themselves as well, so you start off with a simple structure in level 1, so you can kind of get the idea of where the game's headed, but the next level is going to take that and add a slight twist to it. So the initial level is you manipulate one little piece and it adjusts the structure to get you to the end. But the next level will take that and add more directions, or you have to push buttons, or you have to go through doors and things like that. So it's not necessarily the same kind of thing every level. It's that and then some more. You do also have to avoid your environment as well. So at the moment, it's basically just avoiding birds who are in the environment. So some of them are just sitting and they'll squawk at you when you get nearby, but other ones are walking around and they are sometimes in the way of where you need to go. So you do have to time how you get where you walk and how fast or how far away that bird is from you, so you can get to the buttons and the stairs and manipulate the structures in different ways so that the birds are out of the way and so you can finish off the level. Sometimes you do have to use the birds as placeholders, because if you step on a button, the building will adjust, but once you get off of that button, the building will go back to how it was before. So sometimes you have to use the birds to your advantage that way, and you have to figure things out in a slightly different way to get to your goal as well. So it sounds a lot simpler than it is. So the first few levels are pretty straightforward. It might be mildly tricky, but you get the idea by the time you get to around level 3 or so, you get the general idea of what needs to be done. But by the time you get to level 10, it's a lot more complex. So you do have to perform a few different things in order to get to the end. It's not going to be as straightforward as one might think. So definitely check it out. And then you can also take screenshots at various points in the game as well. So if you like how certain levels look, then you can take a screenshot and use that as a wallpaper. I'll delve into that a little bit more later for Android users. iOS users, I'll make a quick note about that as well, but it's sort of besides the point. But the other benefit to the game is that it's really beautifully done and created. So each level has its own kind of color scheme and layout and look and feel. So it looks very, very beautiful in its simplistic sort of view. So it's definitely worth checking out, and definitely worth having the sound on, because the music and the general environment that they create in the game is very, it's like relaxing and entertaining at the same time, so it's definitely worth checking out. But that's really all there is for the game itself. It does cost $3.99. It's available for, as I said, for iOS and Android. They recently also released an expansion of the game called Forgotten Shores, which adds 8 more levels and takes you on an additional journey across more levels to help get, or just to enjoy the game that much more. So, so that's an additional $2.99, or I believe it's $1.99 extra, but if you get the original game and the expansion pack, you can switch between the two, so you don't have to finish the original game to play the extended levels, but it may be worth playing the first game just so you know how to interact with the rest of the game. They do bring additional manipulation, so while in the first game it was Ida just walked upright, in the expansion level she walks in 360 degrees, so it's not just one specific direction that you have to consider when she has to go through doors, and you have to change the building structures and things like that. So in the show notes, I'll have a link to the website as well as the apps for our apps in iTunes and Google Play. It is also available in the Amazon App Store, so if you have a Kindle or other Amazon tablet, then you can check it out that there as well and play it that way. It was last week a part of the Amazon Free App of the Day, so if you had a chance to get that and haven't had a chance to play it yet, definitely play it and check it out. I do enjoy it quite a bit. And so that's really all for the game itself. Now, what I wanted to talk about as far as Android users is that if you like the way that material design looks right now, I did a quick post on how to get that, or how to have a Monument Valley style theme for your Android device, because I found that it looks very good as far as, or matches its look and feel very well with material design. So I'll have a link in the show notes so you guys can check that out as well. I'll have links to wallpapers as well in that post. So this is for Android and iOS users. So if you want a wallpaper for the level number, I did levels 2, 4, and 5 for the major versions of Android. So that's all that's there. But basically it's a way of having an interactive home screen experience for Android built into Monument Valley, Monument Valley's level selection screen. So just a quick post there to check out. It does have a couple of requirements, so it does get a little bit lengthy, but to me it's worth it. I actually kind of like it. It's very simple and straightforward and basically just functional with a good design element built in. But if you do have any questions, comments, concerns, want more information about the game, can try and provide tips and tricks, but the general idea is if something, if you can't get past a general part of the level that seems kind of tough, or you don't see how you get from point A to point B, just remember that as with most of the levels in the game, it's all about perspective, so it might just be a matter of changing how you look at it. You might need to take your eyes away from it for a second, or you might need to manipulate the building a little bit, or adjust how the birds are walking, which buttons you're pushing, things like that. So various interactions with the environment can solve your problem. So that's about it for that. But if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. And of course, for this particular episode, I want to thank our friends over at Tweaked Audio. They have 7 great styles and 7 great colors. So if you actually like some of the colors in Monument Valley, they have colors that may match that particular color that you like. And their headphones are also noise reducing, so you hear more of what you're listening to and less of the outside world. So if you want to be as immersed as possible in Monument Valley, be sure to use a pair of tweaked audio headphones so you can hear the waterfalls, the birds squawking, the ambient background music, all of that good stuff, so you can enjoy the game that much more. And when you use the promo code GEEK, that's G-E-E-K, you'll get an extra one-third off your order as well. So not only will you be able to enjoy what you're listening to, so whether it's Monument Valley, music, podcasts, movies, or anything like that, you'll get a great deal at the same time. So be sure to visit geek-io.com/tweaked and use the promo code GEEK at checkout. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. And of course, if you want to find this show and more shows on the Geek.io network, be sure to visit geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.